SH1 this morning. We'll go ahead and make a start while others are still coming. We'll sing a few courses before we open the car.
I'm going.
He's able. I know my God is able. I know my God is able to carry me through. We open in prayer. Precious God, we thank you indeed that you are more than able this morning. You're exceedingly abundantly able to do all that which we can even think or ask this morning. Lord, we pray for victory over each and everyone's life here this morning. Pray, Lord, you'll fill each one, Lord, with the joy of the Lord. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you'll help us each one to realize the victories and the triumphs we have in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, that you triumphed over death, hell, and the grave. We thank you, Lord, that you rose up triumphant over each one. We thank you that even this morning and all day, Lord, you're seated at the right hand of the majesty on high, where you ever live to make intercession for the saints. We pray, Lord, this morning as we sing praise and worship you, Lord, that it will go up before you, Lord, like a sweet incense, Lord. And we pray, Lord, that you'll be pleased, Lord, this morning. And we just ask you, Lord, that you will indeed come and minister unto each one, Lord. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, whatever things would be holding back this morning, whatever things would put a dampener on us this morning or try to distract us, Lord, we cast them down now in the name of Jesus Christ, knowing this, that the coming of the Lord draweth nigh, and none of these things that seem to matter so much won't matter at all. Lord, we pray that our eyes and focus will be on your returning, for Lord, indeed, the days are short and the coming of the Lord is at hand. We pray, Lord, you'll help us to be ready. Help us, Lord Jesus Christ, to be praying for our loved ones, Lord Jesus Christ, who are not yet saved. Have mercy upon them, Lord God, and grant them yet again space to repent. Lord, you've been good to them. Lord, you've been good to us. But Lord, your word says that you're a long-suffering Saviour, slow to anger, Lord, and plenteous in mercy. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, that you'll still display your mercy over our family and loved ones this morning. We pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll break the strongholds of the enemy over their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. I ask you, Lord, this morning, that you will set our spirits and hearts free, Lord, to worship and praise you in this name of Jesus Christ, we ask it. And we thank you, Lord, for Calvary. We thank you for your precious blood. For indeed, Lord, as the hymn says, there is power in the blood, and the blood shall never lose its power. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, this morning, that your word declares that where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you would be in our midst. And Lord, we know, Lord, that you're an omnipresent God. We know, Lord, as the psalmist David said, whither shall I go from thy presence? Lord, we know you're all about us, but we pray that you'll draw near in a special way. We pray that you'll visit, Lord, with each one, especially those that's hungering and thirsting after you, God. We pray, Lord, you'll satisfy their every desire, Lord, in you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Meet every need, I pray. And help us, Lord Jesus Christ, to be your servants. Help us to be your ambassadors wherever we may go. Help us always to speak that which you would speak and say that which you would say. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask it. I ask you, Lord, even this morning as our brother Ian prepares to come, that you'll bless him also, Lord, and touch his heart. Touch the lips of clay, we pray also, Lord. And we pray that, Lord, your word will come through in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, that you'll speak to us from heaven in the lovely name of Jesus Christ. Hide him behind the cross, O God. Lord, for no man would want to be seen. But Lord Jesus, we look to thee, the author and the finisher of our faith. Lord Jesus Christ, you're the one we exalt this morning. Lord, even as we've heard lately, Lord, you said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. Lord Jesus Christ, now we ask these blessings for our service now. And help us, Lord Jesus Christ, to enter in the lovely name of Jesus Christ, we pray, giving God the glory. Lord, for your word says, Lord, that, Lord, the veil of the temple has been rent in twain. and that we can come boldly into your presence by a new and living way. We pray, Lord, we'll take benefit, Lord, on the access of this new and living way right now. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Let me sing another chorus or two before we sing a hymn. Maybe we can try and sing that little chorus. Lift Jesus higher. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up for the world to see. In the blood of Christ my Saviour, there is victory.
Yeah. Well, praise the Lord for another wonderful morning. Amen. That's fine, brother. Sometimes it's good to be short. And I'm just a little under 6 foot. I thank God. There was a man one time and he was shorter than the rest of the crowd. And because he was shorter, he got the chance of meeting with Jesus. A little man had to climb up a tree because all the tall people was in front of him. He couldn't see by them. But Jesus came that way that day. That little short guy got up a tree. And at the end of the day, he probably felt taller than the tallest guy there. Because Jesus, when he comes to town, he'll change your life. I've no ability of my own this morning. I'm just a non-learned, ignorant man. But I've been to Jesus. And Jesus has come in this house. Amen. And you want to thank God this morning that you're gathered here. And I know it's warm in them cars. I don't want to try and hold you too long. I can't hold you anyway. And we thank God that God holds us in His unchanging hand. Amen. I want us to talk about a subject this morning. And it's pretty relevant to everyone that's here. And it's a subject of flee unbelief. Or flee disbelief. And the king said that unbelief was sin. You want to try and flee sin. And you know you want to thank God the day and the hour that you bowed your knee. You accepted the king. And you accepted all mercy, all glory, all righteousness, not your own, of Jesus the Christ, who's here today because His word says it. He's the yea and the amen. Amen. We just opened the scripture for a word this morning, and I have many scriptures wrote down, and I want to just in Matthew 13 verse 58, just as a text this morning, and I know many people read these verses and scriptures, and God is so good. Amen. So Matthew 13 verse 58. And he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. I also just want to go to another scripture. In John 20 verse 29. And this is Thomas here. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. We'll just ask the Lord. Amen. Dear Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your precious word. You are the word, and your word is yea and amen. Pray, Lord, you'll take this word. And Lord, use me, Lord Jesus, just to lift up your holy name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to thank God this morning that you're here. We thank God that sometimes things can keep you from the blessing and the glory of God. And them things could be simple. And you know, when you read the scriptures, you see here in the opening verse that we read in Matthew 13 verse 58, that he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Remember that scripture where they said, is this not the carpenter's son? Sure, we know this fella. But let me tell you something this morning. A carpenter's son? Could you in this lawn today take me to a carpenter's son that has the words of life? Could you take me today if I were blind to the carpenter's son that I might receive my sight? Could you take me to a carpenter's son today if I was deaf that I might receive hearing? Could you take me to a carpenter's son today that would be willing to make a little basket and float to you, maybe your son, down a river full of crocodiles, right to the enemy's door. Could you take me to that carpenter this morning? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. I want to stay on my thought this morning. I don't want to be too long. But sin is unbelief. Unbelief is sin. Many people will miss the King because of what their friends maybe say. Your friends may say, "Where are you going this morning?" You may say, "I'm going to hear about God. Not only hear about God, but I'm going to glorify God. I'm going to lift up the name of the carpenter's son, Jesus." But more than a carpenter's son. Imagine being on a boat with the carpenter's son. And a storm arises. And where is the King? The flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing. The carpenter's son's on the boat and he's sleeping. What do you need the carpenter's son for this morning? There's a storm maybe in your life. There's a situation in your life. I am not the carpenter's son, but I know the carpenter's son. I have fled from disbelief and unbelief, and I've accepted that Jesus Christ is Lord, and there is only one Lord, hear, O Israel, and he came in flesh to destroy the works of the devil. And I may say here this morning, and please don't be offended, it is my view, and scripturally it can be backed. I don't fear King Corona this morning. I don't fear blindness this morning. I don't fear deafness this morning. I don't fear them things. Not because I haven't got them, but think about it. At one time I was blind. But now I see. At one time I was deaf, not wanting to hear about the carpenter's son. I flee because of disbelief. I had the fear of man. But what's in man? There's nothing in man, friend, this morning. There's nothing in him. He's a pile of dust. And he stinks at times. But the carpenter's son never stank. Not one time. And the carpenter's son, the King of Kings, Jesus, when he came in the seed, the stench went away. A man running through tombs, and Jesus comes along, a man out of his mind, totally out of his mind. Could you imagine for one moment that you stop with your friend and you tell them about your situation? Your friends will add only more disbelief to your situation. I say that reverently, because they're men born of a woman and a few days and full of trouble. And here's one here. But Jesus, different now. A body thou hast prepared. What was that body? When Satan came in the Garden of Eden and he wanted to get himself into the human race, he wanted to get in there because this guy's an angel. He couldn't get in. He had to use a serpent. And it's in your Bible here. But think about it. God in all his richness and mercy, he had to get back down somewhere to earth to sanctify you. Think about this. He chose a little vessel that he could place his oil in. Her name was Mary, a little virgin. And God overshadows that virgin. And she has child. And God keeps an eye on his, because it's his word. And here he comes in to the human race through a little virgin woman. Who would have thought it? Is that not amazing? That's what the scripture says. I have followed the scriptures, not my own ways or my own thoughts, which would lead to death. Can the carpenter's son patch your situation today? You know, the wonderful thing is this. Through a little virgin into the world, Emmanuel is born. Does that not do you good? Emmanuel? Do you know what Emmanuel means? God with us. Amen. This boy here, and you, brothers and sisters, God with you. Sometimes we have to get beside ourselves, to get beside the king, to get to the carpenter's son of surely life. Well, my friend sitting here this morning, disbelief will not get you to believe the carpenter's son. And even his brothers and sisters, you know James and his sisters, and that there was a thing happening in the temple. It was a holy day and they wanted him to come up. But if you read the scripture in this word where it says, neither did they believe him. Can you imagine? You're on a downward spiral. You're on your way to hell. A place created for Lucifer and a third of those angels that followed him. And God prepared a place, not for man. Read the scriptures, but for them angels. And he comes along and he says, don't worry about the carpenter's son. Don't listen. Can anything good come out of Nazareth? Don't worry about these things. You're too young. But the Bible says to train up a child in the ways of the Lord. Let me tell you, I was glad that I had a dad that would have whipped me out to church if he had to. I'm glad for that now. You were took by the ear. It was maybe a little bus came around to take you. A little chariot, I called it. I used to get on it because I loved to fight with four young fellas. And I used to get on it because I got a bubbly for baiting some lad on the bus. And you know something, I'm not trying to be humorous this morning, and I know, I understand, but this is just who I was. Trying to get this fella to the carpenter's son. Did you hear about the carpenter's son? Nah, who, that fella down from Nazareth? Not interested. Them boys, not interested. Them boys are weak. Them boys are weak. Sure, if you ask them boys to fight, they'll run away from you. I can assure you, I have a God. And he doesn't make me go into reverse no more. He puts me into forward. And he puts me into forward over every situation in my life if I can trust him. Amen. And I'm not leaning to my own understanding this morning, brother and sister. And I want to tell you, rise from your sleep. Because Jesus wants to use you. I'm talking from the youngest to the oldest. I'm talking man, woman and child that's here today. And some of us face situations in our life. I want to give you the word of God of a surety. You can go to England. You can go to Scotland. You can go to America. You can go to Germany, wherever you are going to go. Take the carpenter's son with you. Take Jesus with you. Take Emmanuel with you. Brother, you may say it's a difficult situation. Let's talk for a moment about difficulties. Imagine being swallowed by a great fish. and every situation around you is Wales Billy. I thought it was being shut down. I'm not that far, I'm trying to be calm. God bless, brother. It's wonderful. Is everybody hearing it good? Could you toot your horn? Could you lift up your hands? Praise the Lord. I almost thought I was preaching to Monaghans and Cars. Excuse me. I want to encourage you. I thought there was a bunch of Monaghans that turned up in the car park this morning. But no. It's not graveyards with faces. It's people. I want you to be encouraged this morning. Your situation may be difficult. And I talked about this great fish. Can you imagine me or you? And we're up, and we're maybe in Newcastle, or we're in Portrush, and we're out for the day with a wife and the children, or if you don't have a wife and children, you're out for the day anyhow. And you decide it's warm, I'm going to hit the sea. But brother, did Jesus not ask you to go into that local town and give out a few tracts? Ah, I can do that later, I want to hit the sea right now. Set that bag down there, come on, we'll hit the sea. And you get into the sea, and you go, that's great. Oh, it's not good. This is doing my flesh good, you say. That's great. And you flee from the thing you're meant to do. Then a great big fish comes along. And it's not Stanoline. And it's not Pano. It's a big, great living fish, but a big, oh, his stomach's full of things you wouldn't look at, let alone eat. And it swallows you up. Then, all around you, you have a situation now that stinks. It absolutely stinks. Then, does your belief take over? Do you start to say, oh Lord, this is great, I'm glad I'm swallowed in here, I'm glad this happened. You know, I'm glad this happened, praise the Lord. No! You will probably, because you're of the flesh and born of a woman a few days and full of trouble, you maybe will say something like this. Lord, what's happening here? I have a bag of tracts over there. I was coming to give out tracts for you. I was coming, I mean to say, I'm working for you and this is what you, this is how you, you're swallowing me up. I'm swallowed up with a big thing bigger than Jaws out of the movies. I'm swallowed up. I'm in amongst this here. Friend, this morning, we know that Jonah was swallowed up. But God made sure he put him back onto that beach. But if God lays something on your heart, don't have unbelief. Jesus actually says that he marveled at their unbelief. That's amazing that the Lord would say that, isn't it? That he marveled at their unbelief. Do you notice that there's very few times that he marvels at your belief? I think one time was at the centurion, the man that came to him. He marveled at that. Greater faith, isn't it wonderful? But I want to say this morning to you, on the authority of this word of God, if you have a situation this morning, is it greater than this fish's belly? Can God sort your situation out? We heard it sung this morning, so wonderful, all them courses. Isn't it great? God's not dead, he's alive. Now the Bible says, prove me now, saith the Lord. You may have a situation this morning, and all I can say to you is disbelieve, or have no unbelief in this, but believe. All things are possible to them that believe. Just one more time. Only believe. And you know, people would gather around you, and they won't gather around you to encourage you. You are not in a day and at a time where people are going to encourage you. You ought to have what you say you have. There's a paint goes about wrong seal. It says it does exactly what it says in the tin. But I'm not a painter this morning. You would need to go and ask someone who's qualified. But does it do what it says on the tin? What about that fence? What about the woodworm getting in there? One day I'll perish. My friend, you will perish one day, your flesh. It'll not live forever. Jesus will have to come to catch us up out of here and give us a body change. But I want to say there's hope this morning. And hope is not in me or any other man. But hope is in the carpenter's son, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. And wouldn't it be so easy to miss this? But yet with God, he does things that's impossible. He makes things possible out of the impossible. So if there's ever a situation in your life and it damnly is impossible, then there's a good chance that God will meet that need for you, because he deals with the impossible. What about the little woman that had the oil? Remember what was said? What have you in the house? I have nothing, she said, save a pot of oil. Sitting in your car this morning, I want to challenge you. What have you in your house this morning? Have you got a pot of oil? Oil speaks of the Holy Ghost. God wants to pour the oil into you this morning. God wants you to be a vessel and come to him. God doesn't need oil. God won't run it out of oil. God's not going to be like Shell or Esso or any of them big oil companies. God is the greatest oil company. God has got the oil. He just needs the vessel. And maybe you've heard it before. Oh, I've heard that before. I've heard the empires there get excited. They start lifting their hands. You know, lifting of the hands is a great thing. Once there was a battle, and just by the lifting of hands, the Lord came through. And on a man that could hardly speak, Moses, his hands was raised up. I want you this morning to lift up your hands. I want you to raise up your hands till you feel like you can't hold them up no longer. And the King of Kings will step into your situation. Because I want to tell you, I'm just a man and I'll live for a few years. But the words that I'm speaking are life and they are truth. And I may be ignorant and you may know my past. They thought they knew the carpenter's son's past. But he was before time. The one that created time. The one that gives you breath this morning. The one that can take the unbelief from your life and make you believe. I'm sure there's sisters and brothers here this morning that have testimonies. If you have a testimony this morning, could you raise your hand? That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And you see, the enemy doesn't want you just to lift your hands. I had the privilege of seeing people led to the Lord that were drunks, that were into things as unseemable. I enjoyed the drink myself. I run after it for a long time. I drank. I lied. I cheated. I fought. I done everything that the carpenter's son wouldn't have wanted me to do. I did it. I'm not glad about it, but I want to tell you, if you're listening in, I'm not a wee fellow that was just brought along in cotton wool wrapped round and never seen anything in this world. The things of this world, they stink. They stink and they are a stench. And if you really want clean, then you really want the robes of righteousness. It's not of yourself anyhow. It's the carpenter's son and his righteousness. The veil in the temple, rent in twain, from the top to the bottom. It always starts at the top. I thought it was wonderful. A brother came to our fellowship once, and he was preaching a sermon, and he said, you could have made a mistake, or you might have think you've failed. But it's like in the orchestra. I remember playing in a band myself. And you know, you were playing a tune and you were just learning. And I was heading down that road with a tune while they were heading up that one. But you know what? They just stopped it and said, right boys, take it from the top. Isn't that wonderful? If you want anything this morning, take it from the top. Amen. Where is the top, brother, friend, person listening in? The top is not your opinion. Your opinion might be, look at the crocodiles in that water. The Santa child in that. Woo! Look at that guy's killing all these children. And you're going to let him drift down the Nile into the back. That can't be God. Who's heard them people? You're going to lose all your friends. There is no greater friend than the carpenter's son. There is no greater joy than the joy of being saved. There's no greater joy than the joy of having God. Will it change your tomorrow? It will, eternally and spiritually. But you'll still have to get up in the morning. And you know, whether it's a wet day or a dry day, and you know, God still will be God. He'll still be on the throne. What is the remedy this morning? I'm going to close. My word this morning is flee unbelief. What did the people that came to Jesus do? Remember the blind man? Remember the man that Jesus prayed for? And he just spit in the clay and he put it in his eyes. And he says, go up. Wash in the pool of Siloam. And you know, I want to tell you this morning, he's the same God that's here. Amen. His word's the same this morning. And all it takes is a word from the King of Kings. It only takes a word. And when you have a son, a daughter, a wife, or a husband, and they seem to be like they're running a million miles away from God, I say to you this morning, be encouraged. They're not running away from you. But it won't matter where they go. Because the God that I love, and he loved me first, holds this earth and the universe and all it is in his hands. And it won't be hard for him to save your wife, your husband, your daughter, or your son. Because he's God. He's touched by the feeling of your infirmities. The word becomes life. Read it, eat of it every day. And it will cure your unbelief. It will make you believe. And when you eat of Jesus, you'll have it down in you. It's the greatest protein you can ever have. It'll make you go for many days. And when you feel hungry in this flesh, pray to the King. He'll give you joy. Imagine if people, and they eat manna. Do you think they tried to work out what sort of stuff it was? They lifted it and they had it. People try to dead it a safer, but how's that going to work? I don't know how that would work. You shouldn't be caring how it works. If I went into the field this morning and got a spade and lifted just a wee bunch of soil out there and said, I'm going to make a wee man here. You say, how's that going to work? And I could say, well, everything that's in that soil is in you this morning, friend, and in me. God created a being out of just a lump of dirt. But I want to say something. His life came in you when he went on to the cross of Calvary and he said, it is finished. And you believed that. You never can be the same again. And you can say of a surety, you fled unbelief. And you got to the King of Kings. You've heard it many times, but it's simple. Jesus wants to do something for you. But if you're hungry, and somebody has food and you don't go to get the food, can you expect to eat? We're full of big ideas. Like the little fella. Two little feces, five loaves of bread, isn't that it? Imagine bringing your lunch and there's thousands in the field over here. And you've just come along and you weren't expecting it and there's thousands in the field. And you say, have anybody got anything here? And usually Colin or myself will maybe have a chicken fillet knocking about the cure or something like that. And you say, here, look, this is what I've got. What would people say? Ah, look, what is this among so many? Yet, when it's in the master's hands, when it's in the carpenter's hands, then the clay becomes something different. And always remember this, my friend, you're not in your friend's opinions. You're not in your friend's hands. You're not in your brothers and sisters' opinions or hands. But you're in the hands of a mighty, living, victorious, miraculous, health-giving, life-giving joy of God that would make you leap over a wall and run through a troop. Not because you feel excited, but because you're a vessel. And the oil will stay. When the oil comes in, the Holy Ghost does not leave you. He comes in as a gift, and he'll fill you right up to the top. And you will be blessed, not distressed. You will be anointed and not disappointed. And if that's for you this morning, praise the Lord. I think it's for me. I think it's to them that believe. I hope you can be inspired and encouraged this morning. But it's just little simple scriptures, but yet powerful. God is good, and I don't want to keep you. I said I wouldn't, and I won't, because there's nothing as awful as sitting in an old tin can being baked like a potato. Whew! That's not what we're wanting, baked potatoes this morning. We're wanting Christians that have life in them. We're wanting a Christian that's joy-filled, that knows maybe in the morning or maybe this evening that the King could come and that you could rise up to meet him in the air. Not because you had a dream, not because you had an idea, but because the King of Kings says it and because the carpenter's son said it will be so. He hasn't failed yet. And there's a little song, "He hasn't failed me yet." And you know when the song's being sang, friend, this morning, I sing, he's not going to fail me. I will feel him. You will feel him. But look at Peter. He threw out his sword. And he didn't try to cut the ear off the guy. Get that out of your head. Peter wanted to take the head off the lot. Not the ear. The only reason the boy lost his ear is because he was a man of war himself, probably. He was a soldier. Why did they send a soldier to get the carpenter's son that raised the dead, that healed the blind, that healed the sick, and made the deaf to hear? Why did they send a soldier? My friend, this morning you see soldiers and police round men of God. But you don't see them gathering round the sick. Jesus came and healed the sick. Peter's in the garden. Peter's at the place when they came and they sent soldiers. The carpenter's son was no ordinary man. Would you need soldiers or police to go with you this morning to lift a carpenter's son? You think you'd need a load of men? He'd probably be lying tipped in his bed, been working late, putting on a roof maybe last night. He's tired. All his machinery's in the garage sitting. He's just a carpenter. Had to get Baz Vaughn knock the door. He'll get rolling out of bed, maybe still sawdust in his hurry, hadn't time to wash. Because he's a carpenter's son. But this is no ordinary carpenter's son here. The soldiers are sent, and Peter draws for him to tick the head off him. The Lord's showed me something one day about that. I was driving along a road and there was a young man, he's not here today. But you know, I often thought, you know, we had a couple of fights at times. I remember a woman saying, actually to her brother Matthew's wife, a girl said to her one day, "We used to wait outside the school gates to see Rocco fighting." You know, I want to tell you something. The greatest fight for me was at Calvary, when Jesus' blood cleansed me from all sin and all unrighteousness. But what helped me, I want to finish off and I'll get down. I'll not get down, but I'll head over to my vehicle, because the Lord's ticking me up. I don't want to get down. I'll reverse that. I'll tick that off the tape. He wanted to tick the head off the fella. Now the word of God is sure and it's true. Could the king not have said to Peter, "Listen, boy, there's going to be soldiers come. It's my time to go. I'm going to have to drink this cup. I'm going. So don't you lift that sword." Couldn't he have said that? If you believe he could have said that, lift your hand this morning. You know, he could have said it. But my friend, this morning he didn't. Because sometimes your disappointments, God will move in them. And sometimes you think you've failed. Before the cock crows, you'll deny me thrice. But yet, he loved him. He loves you this morning. And don't let the enemy tell you, you can't do it, look at your life. It's not about your life, friend. It's about the life that now lives in you. And on that there, I'm going to go back to the vehicle here. And God bless you. And continue to eat of this word. And be blessed. And I thank our brother for the lovely songs he was singing before we came up. And it means a lot to them that believe. Because these things are life and victory. God bless you richly. Our brother Gary.
Praise the Lord. Isn't the Lord good? Praise God. I'm going to get Brother Gary to come and lead us in a few songs, but I want to give an opportunity. If anyone wants Brother Ian to pray for them, I want you to come up to the side of the shed here and he's going to pray for you. And I just feel this morning there maybe is a couple of people want prayer. And I don't want you to be embarrassed. I don't want you to be afraid. And I want you to come up and a brother's going to lay hands on you and pray for you that the Lord will touch you. Whatever you're going through, whatever your situation is, the Lord's real.
Amen. That's right.
He's a healer. He's a savior. He's a healer. He's a baptizer in the Holy Ghost and he's a coming king. The carpenter's son, we've heard about him. You know, I was thinking yesterday, I remember as a wee lad, I used to go up to Brother John's farm here just behind us. And I remember always Brother John used to sing a lot, "Put your hand in the hand of the man of Galilee."
Amen.
And Jesus is the man of Galilee. The man who stilled the waters. The carpenter's son.
Praise the Lord.
The man who opened the blinded eyes. The man that went about doing good.
Amen.
And healing all that were oppressed of the devil. He healed all that were oppressed of the devil. The carpenter's son. And Brother Ian said it. We're just men. But God uses men. We're God's hands and we're God's feet. And there's a fivefold ministry. Prophets, apostles, evangelists, pastors, teachers. And they're set in the church for the perfection of the church, till they all come into the unity of the one glorious church, redeemed and bought by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you. Appreciate it, Brother Ian. Appreciate the message. Tune in again this evening at 4:30. I'm starting a series on God's Word Heals. I'm going to try and answer a question tonight. It's a hard question. Why do some people not get healed? That's a question that deserves an answer. I don't know it all, but I'm going to try and answer it this evening from the Word of God. Tune in at 4:30. Then I'm continuing the series on Wednesday nights. If I be lifted up.
Amen.
Didn't tell us to lift nobody else. But Jesus Christ said, if I.
Hallelujah.
I, the Word made flesh, the carpenter's son.
Amen.
Be lifted up. God bless you. Hallelujah. The Brother Gary's going to come. And sing a few choruses, whatever the Lord leads. And if you want prayer, you come up. And we're going to be here to pray for you.
Amen.
And the Lord will touch you. You know, I know a dear woman. I want to share this with you. Brother's coming. Almost 2 years ago, she was given only 6 months to live. Almost 2 years ago. But she's still here.
Amen.
She was sent home. She was getting treatments. She was dying with cancer. She was on a breathing apparatus. She couldn't breathe. And I preached a message for her husband on healing. And she said that God changed her mind.
Hallelujah.
What she thought about it.
Amen.
What she heard it
Thank
from
you,
the
Jesus.
Word of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
And she took the breathing apparatus off and fell on her knees and prayed.
Hallelujah.
And God touched her and she never needed the breathing apparatus no more. She was inspired by the Holy Spirit the next Sunday in church. And she wrote a song, a wonderful song. And it's blessed people when she wrote that song.
Amen.
God will do it again.
Thank you, Jesus. That's right.
God will do it again. Samson prayed once more, Lord. Maybe he said that I was praying for God didn't do nothing.
He'll do it.
You know, the faith wasn't right. Come this morning.
Amen.
Come again.
He'll do it.
Come again. Come to the fountain. God bless you. God bless you. Brother Gary.
Amen.
Comes ahead. God bless you.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
That's why it was happening. What a savior. What a mighty God. Jehovah Jireh. What a mighty God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to Jesus.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Hallelujah. Amen. One more. Lord, hallelujah. Amen. Bring the blessings, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Bring the vessels, Lord. Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh, praise your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, good Lord. Holy, give me passion. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, it's happening.
Yes,
it's happening. Thank God, you do it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Victory. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Victory in Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes. Amen. Praise God. The Lord bless each one in your cars this morning. We'll go ahead. We'll leave. We're going to sing that little chorus as we go. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it, and they are safe. The Lord bless you, and Lord willing, we see you again next week. The name